USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the anniversary of last year's deadly white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. And last night, there were peaceful marches through the streets of that city.
Why are you in right here?
You are right here.
Why are you in right here?
That a group of University of Virginia students who were marking the anniversary. Yesterday's demonstrations were peaceful, but hundreds of white nationalists are expected to attend a Unite the Right 2 rally across the street from the White House today. And police say they expect thousands of counter-protesters. Police say they'll be keeping the two sides separated.
And I will remain on the ballot, running for re-election.
That was Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York a few days ago, but now he has suspended his re-election campaign after being indicted on insider trading charges. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Investigators are looking into how an airline worker was able to steal a passenger plane from Seattle's SeaTac Airport and apparently fly it to his death on Friday.
I want everybody to know that we are diligently investigating this matter. We will get to the bottom of it. We're doing so with a long list of partners right now.
That's an FBI spokesman. Authorities now identifying the man as 29-year-old Richard Russell, a ground service agent for Horizon Air, which is part of Alaska Airlines. They say he was a 3.5-year worker there who was in uniform and was authorized to be in that part of the airport at the time. The launch delayed by one day, but now a special NASA probe is on its way to the sun. The Parker Solar Probe blasting off atop a United Launch Alliance Delta IV heavy rocket from Cape Canaveral early today. The probe is designed to study the sun by coming 8 times closer to its surface than any previous spacecraft. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Senate confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will begin on the day after Labor Day, Tuesday, September 4th. The announcement made on Friday, the hearings for the veteran federal judge are expected to last 3 to 4 days. Thousands of protesters angry about the upcoming relocation of a U.S. Marine base on the Japanese island of Okinawa. Around 70,000 people turned out Saturday in the rain ahead of an approaching typhoon to condemn not only the relocation, but to call for the removal of that Marine Corps air station entirely. Japan is planning to move the base from a populated area to a more remote area, planning to start pouring landfill for the new site in the next few days. The island's been home to American troops since the defeat of Japan in World War II, but this base has been long a source of contention for many Okinawans, and environmentalists are arguing that building on the new site will cause irreparable damage. She was born in 1908, and this Chicago woman credits a cereal for helping her live such a long life.
Doris Snyder has turned 110 years old in Peoria, Illinois. She credits shredded wheat every morning, no soda pop, and no smoking.
Things have changed a lot. We had morals in the old days, and then I don't drink, and I don't gamble.
Doris says she'll continue to make every day count. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris.